So let's move into a meditation before we have a channel from Kryon. And perhaps instead of a meditation, I'm going to just say a few affirmations, and they're inspired by the questions that we had, and also they're inspired from information Kryon gave once in channel when I was in Germany. And the phrase Kryon gave us to say, it was almost like a challenge. Kryon was challenging us on a daily basis to say, I accept the perfect love of God. So let's play with those words as we prepare for that channel. And let's begin by saying, I am willing to accept the perfect love of God. How does that feel for you? I am willing. I'm willing to accept the perfect love of God. And now let's move into saying, I accept the perfect love of God. I accept the perfect love of God. I accept the perfect love of God. And one final affirmation, I now invite you to say silently or aloud, I am the perfect love of God. I am the perfect love of God. I am the perfect love of God. Thank you, dearest Kryon, for bringing us the perfect love of God.
Greetings, dear ones. I am Kryon of Magnetic Service. And so the subject seems to be love. It's my favorite, you know. There's more to it than you think. I'll be speaking perhaps some of these same words through this month, talking about the incredible love of that which is God, which is truly the creative source of all things. Perhaps you should erase what you've been told, what you think of how much God loves you, even that, because it's not completely true. God loves you more than that. That's the truth. Hard to understand the kind of love that comes your way. What if I told you that this you call love has a completely different name, or perhaps a completely different perception from us to you? What if I told you that within your DNA there are attributes of love in your DNA? What if I told you that part of the double helix itself vibrates a certain way with love? Now, that's a little different than you were told. For humans, love is an emotion. It's a great emotion. And it's an emotion that comes and it goes. And what I mean by that, you receive it and you give it. It comes in and you're also able to send it out. This is an interesting concept because not all emotions are that way. Some of them are. In the case of love, you can transmit it way, way beyond the room you're in. In so many of the other emotions you feel, you can transmit them to the bubble around you, but not much more. There's something about love. What do you know about love and compassion that you've been told esoterically now for many years, perhaps even the guests on this show, that it lives in the field, that it can be transmitted long distance around the world, that you can love somebody dearly and imagine that they're receiving it, and they will? That is esoterics at its best. It also tells you that this thing you call love is multidimensional. More than an emotion, dear ones. I'm going to give you an axiom before this channel finishes, a little about what it is. I gave a channel earlier. In other times, and I gave it many times, that started to explain the attributes of some of the things that you have. Love is one of them. We've told you about things in the past that were hidden in plain sight. We've given you some of the attributes of your soul, but none of them, nothing I've ever told you, is as powerful as this one. Let's go back to your DNA for a moment. The DNA that you have is enormous. You have no idea unless you study it. There are billions of pieces to it. And it's more than just simply the blueprint of the body. That DNA of yours, in its enormity, carries attributes of your past life. These things are not all contained, for instance, in your brain, as you thought they might be. So if your DNA carries attributes of your past life, what else might it carry? It carries your lineage. It carries that which is the marker that says how many times you've been on the earth. The DNA that you have, the multidimensional part, is the biggest part. Scientists have wondered why it is that the biological part of DNA, the genes, only occupy about 3% of the many billion parts that they had. This discovery was revealed in 2012, almost like the rest of it was an instruction book for your life, to how to put them together, how to make them work. Oh, but there's more than that. That's where all of this information is stored. And among that information is a process, a big one, that's triggered by love. I want you to hang on here for good. This isn't a new premise. This is the love month. So I want to give it to you, and I want to give it to you in a way you can understand. There are some things in biology that you'll say have cascading effects. That when one thing happens, it triggers another, and it triggers another, and it triggers another. Because the body is balanced, and it wants to stay balanced. Now, these cascading effects are often things that you hear that are negative, and they have to do with poor health. The one I'm going to tell you is a cascading effect that is the most positive effect you ever have heard. And it starts right in your DNA. You might say you have receptors in your DNA for love, both for receiving and transmitting. The human being is a wonderful transmitter of compassion and love. Because the multidimensional antenna you have, dear ones, is magnificent. Magnificent. And once you cue into it and know that it's working and know how to receive and transmit, something happens. I'll tell you, when you start receiving that love from Spirit, in the way that we've given you even today, and you relax and understand that you are part of all of creation, and you relax with the incredible love that's pouring into you, and you take your subconscious and put it out of the way, no matter what you've been told, and it starts to pour in through the greatest source that ever was, it allows you to then pour it forward. That is to start transmitting it. When those two things happen, the reception and the transmission of this power called love. Not the emotion, but the essence of the Creator. When that starts to pass through you, there is a cascading effect that is triggered in your DNA. And let me tell you what it does. It starts to heal you. Everything you've asked for, the problems, the fear, the anxiety, the biological issues, all of it starts to snap in place. What if I told you that this cascading issue is called health and balance? If you want health and balance right now on this planet, start transmitting love. Start receiving love. And that is what happens. It is the catalyst for everything that you've asked for. There's another one. You know this one is good too. It's an emotion. There's one that I'll put it in category two, because this is category one. And it does the same thing, only it you could feel right away, and it's called joy and laughter. It disarms fear, joy and laughter. It disarms hate and anxiety and all of these things. And you can feel it. You can feel the release of it. Now amplify that 10 times, 15 times. You become a transmitter of love. And your whole body starts to change. Aches and pains start to go away. Diseases you've had start to diminish. You start to realize that you're living longer. All of these things are biological. All of them. And they're right in your DNA, and that's part of what all of that 90% of DNA is that has been so mysterious. There are processes there. Processes you may never discover as a human being that are esoteric, that are multidimensional, and that are so real. Ask somebody who's had an awakening, that's gone from despair and worry and trouble and started to receive beautiful love and then start to be compassionate to others, something happens and their whole body starts to react. Some say they shake with the realizations of what they didn't know, and the cascading effect begins, and it starts to heal them of all that is wrong. That's love. Love is used uniformly, and it's often thrown away. Well, I love that person, or it all starts with love, or there's nothing but love, and all of this. But that is a truth, and it came from somewhere. It's in your DNA. If you are serious about any of this, especially in this love month, this is where it starts. It is the catalyst for all things. If someone says, well, I'm having trouble with this disease, or I wish I could get rid of this fear, or this or that, and we say, if you'll go to love, it starts the process. And they'll go, no, I don't think so. I've got to do this, this, and this, and there's a process here and there. And you say, no. We're telling you where the cascade starts. We're telling you where the source of the healing begins. I've given you a truism today, and some of you will know it's real, it's true. It's part of you, it's the process of you. And are you surprised that the love of God, the Creator, which is the greatest thing that you could say is in the universe, is also part of your healing and part of your cascading DNA for health? Would you be shocked, or would you say, oh, now I understand, and it makes sense? These things should make sense, dear ones, that you are part of the creative source, that you're part of the love that is yours. Anytime you want, the door is open. It's already there. Now take it. I'm crying in love with all of you for who you are, what you've done, what you're discovering, what's about to happen. And so it is.